What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sons of Vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Linkhumans, where we do data-driven employer branding. This week, we're going to talk to an organization in the healthcare sector. So without further ado, let's start the show. Hey, Tammy, how's it going?
It's going great, Jorgen. Nice to talk to you.
And you. So please let us know, who are you, what do you do, and what brings you on the podcast today?
I am Tammy Myrick, and I work for Cone Health, a healthcare organization and system in North Carolina. And I am the director of marketing for our people and culture division and have the honor of leading our employer brand work and function here.
Fantastic. And so a healthcare system for non-American listeners, what does that entail?
You would probably think about your traditional healthcare and thinking about hospitals and facilities and the like that provide care for patients. And while we do have facilities and hospitals, we also are really venturing in the direction of broader population health and also delivering healthcare to people in alternative ways that maybe do not require coming to our facilities. And it's really about keeping them healthy and keeping them out of the hospital and creating value through that rather than focusing on volume.
Well, they say prevention is better than medication.
Yeah, something
or
like
cure,
that.
Whatever.
Ounce of cure. Yeah.
Great. And how many employees do you have there?
We are roughly around 12,000. Say probably a little more than 12.
And I know the healthcare sector is a highly competitive space for talent. And what are some of the big challenges that you're facing?
Well, I think there are a lot of things in the industry that are just driving challenges for all healthcare systems in particular. So even taking the competition and market share out of the equation, you know, just thinking about regulations, compensation for care, having the resources necessary to provide care to the community is continuing to evolve and change. And, you know, healthcare is requiring that we maintain place on the forefront of that. And in particular, if we think about competition here in this area, you know, we have medical centers and other healthcare systems right to the east, west, north of us, probably within a stone's throw, I would say.
I spoke to the suburban hospital recently, a month ago or so, and the lady there, she was talking about nurses. They're all screaming out for nursing talent. Is that the same for Cone Health?
That is absolutely true for Cone Health, and I would say for our competitors as well. Nursing talent is in high demand, and we are finding here, particularly in the South, the population is aging and in ways becoming sicker, requiring more health care. And for that reason, of course, we need more nursing talent here to be able to take care of them. So that is certainly an ongoing challenge for us and an area where we are wanting to focus and have a lot of intention so that we can retain the great nursing talent we have here and also continuing to recruit them to our organization to stay, help us fulfill our mission.
Okay. And I know that employer brand is a fairly new topic at Cone Health. And could you talk us through how it came about? What's been the genesis of employer brand? How long you've been doing it and sort of where you are now with the strategy?
Absolutely. You know, if we think about employer brand here at Cone Health, the one thing I do want to offer and what I've had in conversations with stakeholders here is that, you know, whether we have owned it or defined it to date or not, our brand exists in the marketplace. Yep. And I think, you know, really the genesis for bringing it about, it goes back to what you were just asking about earlier, nursing talent in particular, and then also other critical to fill roles. And looking at that in a competitive landscape, and recognizing that we offer a lot of value to our employees, but we haven't yet packaged it in a way to where we can message it to fill roles or provided that really to our broader organization in a way that they can own it and become ambassadors for our organization. So our CHRO, trying to transform the people and culture division in particular, and also support the organization in the direction that it needs to go, really stopped and took inventory and said, you know what, like we need to define what is our value proposition? How can we continue to engage our current employees in that and help them be, a number one referral source for us to bring folks to our organization to stay and again, provide the care that we are well known for providing.
So I know you're in development of an EVP and it's not quite ready to reveal. So watch this space, but talk me through how have you started the project and how you've done research and have you got to where you are now?
So prior to officially performing in this role, in this capacity, I was part of the marketing team here at Cone Health and was asked to begin this work. And the employer brand concept and EVP and all of those things were fairly new ideas to me. Not from the marketing perspective, because of course you worked on value propositions and that sentiment for consumers. And I had to shift my mind and really understand, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here? Gosh, I can't even remember how long ago it was, but roughly a year ago, I had the opportunity to attend the Employer Brand Strategies Conference. And that was very eye-opening for me to be in that setting and in a room full of talent acquisition professionals, employer brand professionals, marketing, and all sorts of folks that can play a role in this and really understanding what an employee value proposition is and how authentic and unique it should be to your organization. And then, of course, resources that were available to help, with providing best practices and how to move forward with that. So I started that work shortly after leaving that conference. And really a major portion of it in the development phase has been research. We have partnered with agencies and internal stakeholders to really understand current state and current perceptions of Cone Health as an employer. I think that's something we've had a good foothold on as far as consumers are concerned again, but then thinking about our employee base, really getting deeper insights. So going beyond our engagement survey, but really having conversations with folks internally that fit, different demographics and different categories of employment here to understand, what makes them tick, what's working well, where's their opportunity. So really getting that internal focus and also canvassing the external environment. So understanding what was the sentiment out in the social media landscape, looking at Glassdoor, LinkedIn, and other platforms where, folks are certainly going to weigh in on their experience and their perception. So I think, the combination of that internal perspective of current employees and then external perspective of folks who could have been at our organization previously or still are, really has given us that framework to understand, again, what is it that we are doing really well and how do we package that into something that is both current state and who we are now and then who we aspire to be for those areas where we are still working.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we partnered on the Employer Brand Index last year. Could you tell our listeners sort of how that the experience of that was and how you were able to use the insights?
Absolutely. Conducting that work, or at least, having the reporting from it has certainly been eye-opening for us. And I will say that I was happy and proud to see that among our competitors, we are performing very well. And our index has affirmed what we know to be unique and great about our organization. And, while that is the case, there still have been some opportunities that are identified through that work. And again, very revealing. So as we've looked at sharing that combination of research and discovery with internal stakeholders, not only have we shared our proposed value proposition and the supporting pillars, but also those opportunities that were identified through the external perception and then corroborated internally with our internal focus groups as well. So bringing those to the forefront for operational leaders to say, hey, like these are things that we're either already working on that are in progress that we can begin communicating about now and letting folks know that we are well aware of this opportunity as an organization, and here's what we're doing now, and here's what you can expect in the future. And then there are also areas where, you know, maybe we weren't paying as close attention as we should or could. And so really finding out then based on that, who makes sense to lead this work on behalf of our employer brand. In conversations with folks as we continue moving this work along, what I am trying to position here at Cone Health is really ownership of the brand for every employee, because we all impact the employee experience. And I would say because it is new to the organization, it could easily be perceived as just campaign work and just a communications need. And while that is a part of it, the brand is the experience. And going back to what I said earlier, our brand and the perception of it exists whether we own it, define it, and promote it or not. That's really been the opportunity here, is bringing those things to the forefront and helping folks understand their role in supporting it.
I'm interested that you mentioned that with the Employer Brand Index, which kind of gives you the external view and your internal research, corroborated a few things. But were there any surprises that the research threw up that went, the public view is slightly different to what we thought?
Not really. And I think that was the surprising part, though. I mean, I kind of expected there to be like this thing that maybe caught me or others off guard, but it resonated, it landed. And I think, you know, a lot of us knew anecdotally, again, those great things that maybe we didn't have hard, fast data on. And again, we knew anecdotally about the opportunities, but now we had, you know, solid data and perspective on that, which builds the case for working on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you look at activation, even pre that EVP launch, I'm sure you're doing some recruitment marketing campaigns and so to be attracted to nursing talent and other talent personas. What does it look like right now, and what sort of content do you put out?
You know, like I said, in current state, there are some recruitment marketing efforts, and we, though, are looking at this EVP launch and the employer brand work as really setting an opportunity for us to refresh that. I would say, you know, some of the work right now is just maintenance, and I really feel like the EVP and the availability of that will take it to the next level going forward. So as we look to activate it, you're right, there will be that internal launch, because we look at our 12,000 employees as ambassadors for our brand, not just for patients, but also for employees and future talent. And there's really an opportunity to elevate what we are doing well in their minds. And then also, you know, as we look to push this out externally, there's probably, you know, that broader awareness work and focus there. But then there's also the more targeted approach as we're looking at talent personas and going back to those, that nursing talent and what value they are seeking, and how are we really packaging our EVP in a way that resonates with them and really gets at the needs that they have from an employment perspective.
Yeah, because you mentioned that it's based on the research and the Employer Brand Index, that you realize that you're actually faring rather well in an employer brand versus competition. But what about awareness? For instance, nursing talent, do they consider Cone Health, or do they simply not know of Cone Health?
Well, I think, you know, in our local area, there's relatively good awareness. And as we think about attracting folks to the organization, we want to go beyond our region. Going back to what I shared earlier, with there being a shortage of nursing talent, you've got to go beyond, you know, your local area. And so I think having something that we can share more broadly in this particular area of the United States and beyond will certainly be a value add for us as we think about creative ways to bring folks to the organization.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I know hospital and the equivalent of health companies here in the UK who are actually targeting nursing talent in places like Australia or the Philippines, and they're running campaigns there. If we look for Cone Health, are there any parts of the US perhaps that you are targeting to relocate talent?
Nowhere in particular at the moment. You know, I think there's been things that we've tried in the past. And again, you know, I think that will require some more research and data as well as our EVP and brand become available and we look to build, you know, more of that advertising and campaign strategy in particular. You know, where will those target areas be? Where do we feel like we can capitalize and make some wins? It's certainly not to say that we're trying to take people away from where they may provide healthcare in their area of the country. And at the same time, there may just be reasons otherwise that they would want to relocate here. And we want Cone Health to be one of those.
If you look in the longer term view, How are you going to measure the impact of the employer brand work you're doing and of course, the new EVP?
One area in particular that we are looking at, and it's, you know, maybe a little bit more intangible, but we think about our culture as the cornerstone and really the foundation of the care that we provide here, and is probably, you know, one of the most unique aspects that we carry and value, of course. And it's not always easy to put a hard and fast number or data point around that. And at the same time, you know, as we look at our engagement survey and really understanding folks' report of pride for being affiliated with this organization, their ability or desire to refer the organization to others, and also looking at how that impacts patient care. You know, we would venture to say, and I think it's pretty obvious, that an engaged workforce, of course, is going to be a productive one, one that believes in the vision and values of your organization. And ultimately for us, you know, we are in the business of providing healthcare to our communities. And so I would see, you know, while there's not necessarily a direct correlation, I would find that patient satisfaction scores would soar and continue to improve quality, all those metrics that are associated with the services that we provide. So I think it's looking at those more directly tied employee experience metrics, but then also looking at the metrics and how our patients are impacted.
What would be your top tips to others listening to this right now who perhaps are in a similar situation like yourself? They're working perhaps in marketing or in talent acquisition, and they're looking to move into employer brand full time.
The biggest learning for me stepping into this space and this role was forming my own platform and thought around employer brand. You know, again, considering best practices, understanding the resources available, and in forming my own platform, I was able to communicate one-on-one when I talk with folks or even with broader groups of people about why employer brand is important. And I think building that case for it and helping those that it may be a foreign concept to really understand the value of it. And so with that, my tip would be, you know, forming relationships early and often. So as you start your process, you know, sitting down with people one-on-one to help them understand why is this important and getting them enrolled, engaged, and on board with it. And that doesn't have to be always in a formal capacity, but again, just in those one-on-one dialogues, they will bring ideas and insights to the table as well. So it can certainly be, you know, mutually beneficial conversation. So those are things that I would encourage folks to do. Also, like I said, just helping your organization understand their role in supporting employer brand, and that it's not just a campaign. It's not about necessarily creating catchy slogans. Whether we launch the campaign or not, the brand exists. And so how we own it and define it, and how are we ultimately going to impact the employee experience? And as much as there is best practice out there, and there certainly is place for application of that, you know, really knowing your organization and what's unique and what is going to work well for you. So it's not always a one size fits all. While the framework might be tried and true, you know, go with your gut and go with what you know about your organization and what will add the most value.
Now, my final penultimate question actually is about what makes this role special to you. I know you're very passionate, Tammy, about what you do. So tell our listeners, what is it that makes you get up in the morning and go to Cone Health and change the world?
Well, again, stepping into this space of employer brand and it being new to the organization and really feeling, I'd say, convicted, but in a positive way, convicted about the possibility that employer branding creates for the organization. Yep. It starts really this dialogue. And while it may not be full out transformation, there's certainly some huge wins that will happen along the way. And I think just being able to be part of that work, creating, you know, thought provoking conversations, creating those aha moments for senior leaders in particular on our opportunities and also on what's great and how we continue communicating that is just exciting work. And ultimately thinking about that bigger picture for our organization, seeing how employer brand can help move the needle there is certainly a great thing to be part of.
Right. So now my final question, what is your call to action as a marketeer, Tammy? Where do you want to drive our listeners to learn more?
I would encourage listeners to reach out to me if you have interest in employer brand, have insights, perspective. I'm always looking to grow that network and really be with individuals that are also passionate about employer brand and bringing this to their organization. So if you're new in your journey, I'm happy to link up and have some conversations and share what has worked well for me and maybe what I've hoped or wished that I had done a little bit better.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, Tommy. This has been really useful. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Jorgen.
Okay. There you have it. Now, please reach out to Tommy and say thank you ever so much for sharing your insights. And of course, if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can do that in all the usual places like SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. And of course, you can also look at employerbrandingpodcast.com for all those options and links. And just like Cone Health and Tommy, if you'd like to measure your employer brand, perhaps understand how you stand versus a number of competitors in your space or aspirational talent competitors, then feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index. So that's employerbrandindex.co, which is our approach to understanding an organization's reputation in an employment context. And of course, you can reach out to me and I'll happily talk to you about this as well. And that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to catching up next time. Hey, doll.
Why do cab drivers make good content marketers?
No idea.
They can really drive in traffic.